With the primary elections only 3 months away, Arizona political campaigns have officially shifted into high gear. The 2010 election season promises to be one of the most unpredictable in Arizona history. There's a lot up for grabs, and immigration is an issue that can't be ignored. Jim Nintzel and Hank Stevenson wrote the cover story for this week's edition of the Tucson Weekly, a guide to the 2010 election season. Next, Jim Nintzel talks with Christopher Conover about some of the statewide races that are already providing surprises.
Jim, I guess the easiest place to start with this is early voting starts in a month. The fun election season for political wonks like you and I is underway.
Officially, with all the candidates filing just last week, and we've got a lot of races to follow all the way from U.S. Senate right down to all the legislative races here locally.
Let's run through some of these races. Let's start at the top of the ticket, if you will, the biggest seat, the U.S. Senate race. John McCain, a little over a year ago, was the standard bearer for the Republican Party. Now he's got a real challenge on his hands from J.D. Hayworth.
He does, and we've never seen John McCain campaign quite so hard here in Arizona before. J.D. Hayworth is, of course, the sword of vengeance of the conservatives within the Republican Party, who have never been all that happy with John McCain because they felt like he was a big old lib. If you look at John McCain's voting record, it's not really all that liberal, but there are certainly areas where he has crossed party lines and in the minds of many conservatives, betrayed conservative causes. And they've found J.D. Hayworth, who's calling himself the consistent conservative. And that challenge really has John McCain moving really drastically far more to the right than he has been before. He's changed his position on any number of areas. And in fact, now even declares himself he says he's never considered himself a maverick.
And as you said, he's really campaigning. We haven't seen this in a while. I know in the almost 5 years I've been here, we've seen more of John McCain in the last couple of months than we'd seen in the almost 5 years before that.
And probably the 5 years before that even. He has obviously been much more concerned about raising his profile nationally in his efforts to become president than he has been in making friends with the precinct committee people around the state of Arizona. And now you are seeing him all over the place in Arizona, going to these small towns and really trying to make his presence known.
Let's talk for a moment about Hayworth. McCain is leading him double digits, and Hayworth has had a couple of interesting things talking about the U.S. never declaring war against Germany and things like that that McCain has tried to capitalize on.
You'll see more of that going on. And the other thing that McCain's hitting J.D. Hayworth on is saying that he was a big old porker when he was back in Washington. And, J.D.'s hitting back saying he's actually got a better score from the Citizens Against Congressional Waste group than John McCain has. So there'll be a lot of back and forth between the two of them. And I think it's going to be just one heck of a fight when it comes to those debates.
Now, we've all just focused on that part of this race. There are actual Democrats in this race that will challenge McCain or Hayworth, whoever gets through. And we actually have a Democratic primary. Originally, it was just going to be Rodney Glassman, of course, the Tucson City Council, or formerly the Tucson City Council. Now he's got a primary.
That's right. Rodney was hoping to have a clear shot, just kind of go around the state and introduce himself to voters, and now he has a real race on his hands. Three people have stepped up in the last month to jump into that race. John Doherty, the former investigative reporter at the Phoenix New Times, who actually started his career writing about John McCain and the Keating Five. They go way back, those two, and then continue to write about folks like Fife Symington and Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. He's in this saying, we need more accountability. He's going to be running an entirely different sort of campaign that's going to be very kind of grassroots oriented and internet oriented. You've got Randy Paraz, who's a labor organizer. He also had some run-ins with Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio and actually ended up getting arrested by some of the sheriff's deputies at a Board of Supervisors hearing up there. And then finally, Kathy Eden, who is a former state lawmaker and has actually run a couple of different departments here in the state of Arizona. She also ran for Senate herself back in 1994.
I think a lot of people thought once McCain clears the primary, assuming his leads hold, that's it. he's back in the Senate. With as many people in this Democratic race, is it possible he's going to have to continue campaigning, or once he clears the primary again, assuming he maintains the double-digit leads he's got, the race is over?
Well, that's kind of the question out there. And I think it is, in conventional wisdom, shaping up to be a Republican year. Certainly, Arizona, the Republicans still have the voter registration advantage. I think what McCain has to watch out for is really some kind of major slip-up that costs him the primary. And then the Democrats have a much better shot, according to the polls, against a J.D. Hayworth than they would have against a John McCain. If McCain survives the primary, he's probably looking good going into the general election. But, you know, this is a crazy political time, and there have been some really odd outcomes across the country. And so I don't know that we should take anything for granted at this point.
Talking about Republican-leaning districts, Congressional District 8, incumbent Gabrielle Giffords, she's got a whole bunch of Republicans coming after her, led by Jonathan Payton, but there are plenty of people in that race. This is going to be an interesting run.
It is because, of course, that is a Republican district, a slight Republican voter registration advantage, although 3 out of 10 voters are independents. So, you know, it's a bit of a swing district. Gabby Giffords got brought into that office in 2006 in the big blue wave that swept the country, hung on to it very handily 2 years ago. But there's a different mood right now, and Republicans really are smelling blood in the water in CD8.
All right, let's talk about the other race that's getting so much attention, the governor's race. Again, a plethora of people in there on the Republican side. Of course, we have Jan Brewer running, I guess, for re-election, even though it'll be the first time she's elected as governor.
Yes, it's a curious situation because, of course, she inherited the office, so it's technically not a re-election campaign. But she does have the power of incumbency, and she's been in there for 2 years now and, you know, had a real rough start, some real fights with members of her own party getting started on this. And, of course, a lot of Republicans were unhappy that she was pushing for a tax increase. But on the other hand, she'd signed that immigration bill, SB 1070, and I think solidified herself with a lot of the conservative Republican base. And the polls are certainly showing she's got a significant lead over her rivals, chiefly Buzz Mills, who's a very wealthy gun range owner who has put more than $2 million of his own money into his campaign, and Dean Martin, the state treasurer. Both these guys are running to the right of Jan Brewer in this race.
And clean elections, especially in this race, is really going to make a difference with the ruling that put clean elections back in play. Brewer and Martin, but really Brewer just got a bunch of money.
Exactly. There's this whole question of whether or not matching funds would be available to the clean elections candidates. If it were not available, they'd have somewhere around $750,000 or change to run for their offices. And with Buzz Mills having $2 million, that's a significant advantage over them. But matching funds gives them up to three times that, which will put them right into that $2 million neighborhood alongside Buzz Mills, which, in fact, knowing that the three of them were going to have $2 million each is what led Tucson attorney John Munger to actually drop out of the race this week, because he looked at that. He realized he'd only raised $350,000 and was not going to be able to compete at that level, and realized it was time to throw in the towel.
Jim, when the governor signed Senate Bill 1070, we saw all kinds of protests, and we've continued to see those. A lot of those are younger people. We've seen protests here on the campus of the University of Arizona, young people in the streets. Is that going to translate through the election season, do you think, or will that drop off and really in the end have no effect?
Well, it may very well have an effect, and the, not only young people, but also Latino voters. And I think one of the things you have to keep in mind is you already had Republicans who were revved up and wanted to go vote because they were angry at the Democrats in Washington. They were angry about the spending. They're angry about health care reform. But the libs really didn't have a lot to motivate them to get out and vote. You know, it's going to be a while before health care kicks in. The economy is still kind of not really. It's getting better, but it hasn't. The unemployment's still high. But 1070 kind of motivates people to say, hey, I don't really like the way this is going. If you're a young person, if you're a Latino, you're upset about that. It may energize those folks to get out and vote. So in that sense, Republicans may have created a certain amount of backlash among people who would not have otherwise gone out and voted. So it remains to be seen, but I think it is a motivating factor out there for the left.
But there is a long time between when the governor signed it and November, because obviously most of the left won't get involved in the primaries.
Right. And so that's where the Democrats have to find a way to keep the energy up and keep people stirred up and find ways to force the folks out to get out to the polls. And that's always the challenge in off-year elections for Democrats, because Republicans do tend to turn out a little bit better in these years than Democrats do.
The new issue of the Tucson Weekly focuses on a 2010 election guide, and it's available in locations all over town. We'll bring Jim Nintzel back for some commentary on the local races right before the primary elections in August.